In January, his So What album had been released, and by early summer, he was performing live with another new band.
I had built up a bunch of songs through James Gang days and Barnstorm days and post-Barnstorm days. And I really had put together a pretty good group. Again, I was running out of energy to oversee it all. But we did go to Wembley, I think that was the Beach Boys, and was it Elton and the Eagles and us? And I kind of knew that I was going to pull away from pursuing any more of a solo career, and I was going to join the Eagles and be in a band again, because I needed that. But I was real proud of the band that played at Wembley, and You Can't Argue With a Sick Mind actually was the live album of that band. But that was kind of like my last statement, or the end of a phase, before I went back into a band situation. And it made me real proud to be able to play with those people that were playing on that album.
One of the most outstanding tracks on You Can't Argue With a Sick Mind, and one which totally captured the excitement of live performance, was Walk Away.
Walk Away was a James Gang song that was done, again, three-piece. I wasn't particularly proud of it, but we worked it out. Andy Newmark and Willie Weeks and Rick Fattar. And it changed. It really caught a groove. It got real funky. And it came out really differently than the way that the James Gang had performed it, or even differently than the way I had conceived it at all. It changed around, and really, I was real proud to have written it. I couldn't believe that I had written it. But that is a real good example of the energy and where I was at that point, performing live.
It was during 1975 that Walsh was recruited into the Eagles.